we find happiness in the Dhamma. It's the opposite from finding happiness in the world. Finding happiness in the world, you're trying to take as much as you can in terms of wealth, status, other people's praise, sensual pleasures. But the problem with that kind of happiness is when you take away that stuff, other people are deprived, and they're not going to be happy. That kind of happiness creates divisions. With happiness in the Dharma, you give. You give your time, you give your wealth, you give your forgiveness. And when you find happiness that way, other people are happy for your happiness, which means that kind of happiness is safe. For instance, when we meditate and develop thoughts of goodwill, may all beings be happy. There's not anybody who's going to be upset by that, anybody who's going to be deprived by that thought. You become wealthier inside, the sense of having a more spacious home for your mind. And other people receive your happiness, they receive your goodwill. They're happy to gain it. So try to develop the kinds of happiness that are safe. Happiness through generosity, happiness through virtue, happiness through goodwill. When you find happiness in this way, then the whole world is your home. Wherever you go, there are no barriers. People of different nations, people of different backgrounds. Everybody appreciates generosity, everybody appreciates virtue and goodwill. And where do these things come from? They come from within. You can dig them up inside. They're potentials that we all have in the mind. And the funny thing is that the more you dig them up, the more you share, then the more you have. You're the happiness of the world, the more you take, the less and less and less you have. And your heart shrivels up and gets small and narrow. And it gets heavy. And it falls. Whereas the happiness of the Dhamma expands your heart. And it rises like a balloon. So look for your happiness here. And remember that once you find your happiness here, then nobody's going to want to take it away from you. And nobody can take it away from you. I mean, there'll be times when you're upset that you're generous with people and they abuse your generosity. In cases like that, you say, well, I chose the wrong people to receive my generosity. But there are other people who deserve it, will benefit from it, and will actually use it well. So look for them. And there are people who take advantage of the fact that you don't lie and you don't steal. But they're making themselves poor. And nobody can take advantage of your goodwill. You maintain that attitude in all situations. Now you have to learn how to express your good and goodwill in wise ways. But they're not taking advantage of your goodwill, because your goodwill is what? Wishing that they understand the causes to happiness and be willing and able to act on them. It doesn't mean that you're just going to do whatever what people like or allow them to take advantage of you. If there's any way you can alert them to the fact that they're being unskillful, you try. And if you can't succeed at that, they don't seem to be willing to listen, well, you develop equanimity. That's even more spacious. That's a mind state. It's not indifferent. It's just solid in the face of negative things in the world. Wealth like this can't be taken away from the mind. Someone once asked John Munn if you could separate a person's virtue from the person's mind. He said, of course not. It's a quality built into the mind itself. And if you could separate your virtues out from the mind, people would probably steal your virtues from you. He was making a little joke. He was making an important point at the same time. That when you have happiness and generosity, happiness and virtue, happiness in developing the mind, that can't be taken away from you. So focus on the things that are safe. Focus on the things that are really yours. And you won't be disappointed.